Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. As we've talked about a lot of different things today, from the baseball slate to NBA futures, NBA free agency. We're going to talk to Pam Maldonado coming up in a couple minutes here on all things Wimbledon. But also, we're getting close now. Late June, early July, NFL season is right around the corner. What are we, 3 or 4 weeks away from training camp? I can't wait.
How about yesterday? Baker actually put it out there that the Browns have not contacted him at all, because people are like, okay, it's the momentum's there, looking like more and more. Maybe we'll get a decision. We think the announcement by Friday, but the hearings continue today. What about Baker? What about Baker? And Baker's like, yeah, they haven't contacted me. So I don't think that's going to happen. Teams are just going to wait. They're going to wait till they eat a bunch of that money, because there's no reason to pay that dude $19 million when you don't have to.
No way. This is who was it a couple years ago? Was it Bridgewater? The Panthers, right? The Panthers ate the Bridgewater money so they can move on and get him out. And that's going to happen. All right. Pam Maldonado joining us now on the Roman guest line to talk all things Wimbledon, as one of our favorite tournaments of the year is underway. And yesterday, Pam, welcome to the show. Serena Williams out. What was your reaction? I mean, did you have any feeling that this was coming, maybe an early exit? Were you shocked like the rest of us? Your thoughts on Serena and the match yesterday?
As a fan, from a betting perspective, I was not at all shocked to see Serena Williams out in the first round, even though she was listed as the favorite pre-match. But, you know, we haven't seen Williams step foot on court in a year since last year's Wimbledon. So it's really hard to make a comeback after that far of a layoff. So I'm not surprised at all, but I think it's very promising that if she is trying to make a comeback on tour, then that was a very good match to get her feet wet and to jump right back into it. She did play well. She definitely had the old Serena in her, which was some of that power forehand and that serve. So it's promising if she is trying to make a comeback.
Pam, we'll spend more time on what we're going to see over the next couple of days, but in the futures. But as far as the rest of today, in the men's or women's side, is there anything that interests you on this Wednesday?
Absolutely. There is later, early afternoon, we have Tim Van Rijthoven, a -120 favorite over American big server in Riley Opelka. I really like Van Rijthoven in this spot as a short favorite. You're talking about grass court tennis, and it's an entirely different beast compared to hard court, compared to especially clay. And while Rijthoven, his style, his name is not going to be one that you recognize, because he just came onto the scene this grass court season. And in one tournament, he defeated some big name players like Taylor Fritz, Felix Auger-Aliassime, and that was at ATP Labima. So he not only won his first ATP match in that tournament, he had his first top 25 win, first top 10 win, and then he went on to defeat Daniil Medvedev 6-4, 6-1. That was at the time world number one for his first ATP title. And so you're now having a player that has a grass court style of play, in that he has a really nice drop shot backhand slice. And he does that against a big server like Riley Opelka, who's 6'11". he is not going to like that. And Opelka himself, though he has a big serve, it hasn't translated to success on grass. He has a 2-7 record. So I really like Van Rijthoven here as a short favorite over Riley Opelka.
Awesome. I'm going to tail. Anything else you like today on the men's or the women's side?
I'm interested. That would be it for the day as far as betting, because most of the matches have already started and or are finished. But the one that I'm really looking forward to watching is Andy Murray over John Isner. I mean, he's not just a local favorite. He's a previous Wimbledon champ. Andy Murray is a 275 favorite in this match, but I would try to look for him as a parlay piece, pairing it up with something else. But I love Andy Murray. He is such, I'm hoping, we're talking about Serena Williams making a comeback. I'm really hoping that Andy Murray continues on the stride that he's made, because since returning from getting a replacement hip, he has a metal hip, and he has been back on tour grinding for the last year, for the last 6 to 8 months. He's been playing the Challenger Tours. He has been playing some of these hard-fought matches, and Andy Murray is definitely looking like he's getting back to full form of vintage Andy Murray, of what made him part of the Big Four initially. At Queen's Club, he ended up pulling out because of injury. But at Stuttgart, he defeated players like Alexander Bublik, Stefanos Tsitsipas, Nick Kyrgios, and he was well on his way to defeating probably the most formidable opponent on grass, which is Matteo Berrettini. But he ended up getting injured in the third set, and that was the only reason for his loss. So if Murray can stay healthy, then he is definitely somebody that can contend into week two of Wimbledon.
We're talking to Pam Maldonado here of Yahoo Sportsbook. Pam, yesterday Nadal had a scare. What did you make of that? Do you think that is a harbinger of things to come here? Or was that just a weird matchup, weird moment for one of the great players in the world?
I wouldn't say that Nadal had a weird match and that he had a scare. I wouldn't say that he had a scare. He was playing against Francisco Cerundolo, who is another player that isn't a household name, but that is a very good returner. He's good for his baseline game. He's really good with ball placement. And Nadal, who hasn't played since the French Open, well, that was just a tougher opponent to kind of get through in straight sets. It's very hard for a player who doesn't have as much success on grass like Nadal to come out and just win straight out of the gate in straight sets. So dropping one is not a surprise, and it's also not a worry. I think that was a solid warm-up. He looked sharp. His footwork was there. He admitted after the French Open, Nadal, that he had injections in his nerves to help him get through the tournament. I doubt he's going to say if he's had anything similar to that for Wimbledon, but he's here and he's looking good. So now he is definitely a major threat to at least reach the final.
Pam, let's move to the Thursday matches. Anything you like in the men's side that's really popping to you right now?
I haven't looked yet at Thursday. I was on vacation for 9 days, so today's my first day back.
Oh, okay.
It was wonderful. While most people are going to Vegas to go to the Strip and go to the sportsbook, I went to Las Vegas to get some true R&R. I woke up late, went to bed early, had massages. I went hiking. I really just laid out at the pool. It was really just complete decompress. I deleted Twitter from my phone. Oh my God, that
Smart.
Was amazing. And so today's my first day back and I'm feeling refreshed.
Well, Erin's her last show for about a week. She's taking some time off. I've heard that does wonders, especially people in our job where you have to be on Twitter all the time and it's part of your job. Otherwise, you just completely get lost in it. That's a very smart idea. Well, a lot of our listeners and viewers, they make their trips to Vegas. But if you are looking for R&R, if you don't want to hang out in the sports book or on the Strip all day, I see more and more of my friends that go out there. They love to go hiking. Where are some good spots?
Yeah, so there's two places that you can go hiking in Las Vegas, and one of them is Red Rock. That's west of the Strip, but it's only a 20-30-minute drive. It is hot, so we went for late-night hikes, so the sunset hikes, about 5:30, 6 o'clock. But it's definitely beautiful out there. Just pack your water, you're going to be fine. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous view of it's called Red Rock for a reason. You have just very lush, vibrant orange red hues, and it's just brilliant to see. If you want cooler temperatures, then a little about an hour west of Las Vegas, you have Mount Charleston, and it drops like 20 degree difference, and there's more greenery. It's more just lush with green, and I mean, it's just great for, it's just great to reconnect with the outdoors, and not feel like you're, it's a strenuous walk. Like you go to Angel's Landing, for example, at Zion National Park. That's definitely like one of the tougher hikes to do, but both at Red Rock and at Mount Charleston, there's easier walks that are probably like, you know, an hour and a half round trip, 2 hours round trip. So nothing that's too harsh and you can still enjoy the outdoors.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is that where people go? I was in Vegas in February and the Uber driver was telling me a lot of people go skiing. Is that what Mount Charleston is in the winter?
They do actually, yes. It's not as... how would you say it? It doesn't fill up to snow like it does in other states like Colorado or whatnot, but it is definitely enough for you to want to go like a sledding down. It's just for good family fun. You can definitely go there for skiing, but it's not going to be, they're not going to be as high. They're not going to be, I myself have never gone skiing, so I'm not a snow person. I'm a beach fishing person, but, but yes, they do have snow there and they even bring in more snow to fill it up a bit, but it's a good spot. Definitely a great spot. There's a lot to do in Vegas that doesn't involve the strip. People forget.
Yeah. That can be tiring when you're partying all night.
I'm sure. The other thing, Pam, we know about you is you are a Longhorn. So I have to throw this at you while you're with us. We got the news, what, last week? Arch Manning, one of the biggest college football recruits probably in the last, I don't know, a few years. The son of Cooper Manning. He's going to go play quarterback at Texas. What was your reaction when you saw that news come down?
Hey, I am excited, but I've also been in this spot before. We've had a good recruit. It's a big name player. And then we just get disappointed. But you know what? Like, I know that a lot of people are looking forward to the 2022 season. I myself included, of course. But let's not forget that my Longhorns lost 56-57 to the Kansas Jayhawks in overtime. Ooh. This was just a few months ago, and people have already completely written that off and are saying straight to the national championship. Could it happen? Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to what Sark has been doing with this team. He's getting some big name recognition brought into their state, which is more than we've had in a while. So that's a good step. I still think we're a couple years away from doing that. A few years.
I like it, Pam. I like it. Basically calling out Jenks. On his own network, like calm down, Longhorns Nation, a little bit. Got to take some steps here. I did want to bring you back to Wimbledon for a little bit because we didn't We didn't hit on any of the futures. It's still early on. Do you think there is much futures value as far as timing it? Do you stop once it starts, or do you want to see some form? And is there anything that you would suggest?
So I'm going to throw caution into the wind for this one. There is one piece of value that you can still grab right now, and that's Rafael Nadal at plus 400 to win Wimbledon. Now, he would have to, of course, potentially, most likely, get through Novak Djokovic in the final, who is a minus 175 right now to win the tournament. The thing about Nadal is the players who are on his side of the bracket, the players who had the best chance of upsetting Nadal are no longer there. You have Felix Auger-Aliassime, who was upset in the first round. He was one of the better grass court players coming into this tournament. You have Matteo Berrettini, who is by far, if you weren't betting Djokovic, you were betting Berrettini. He had to WD because of a positive COVID test. And also did Marin Cilic. So Cilic didn't even get to play a round, whereas Berrettini, he won his opening match. But now, those are the three players on his side of the draw that could have given him problems. He has a much easier path now. So he was 8-1 Nadal to win the tournament prior to this event. And then because of these WDs and an early upset, now Nadal has dropped down to 4-1, of which I still definitely believe that there is value, because I like Nadal to reach the final, even with these players in play. Now, I say caution in the wind because of these WDs from COVID. If you're taking any futures right now, you're running the risk of anyone being a potential could fall next. So I'll throw out the caution. Nadal 4-1 definitely still has some value if COVID wasn't an issue. Just keep in mind that a WD is up for grabs for any player still in the event, still in Wimbledon.
There's several matches underway right now. Would you consider live betting anything? I don't know if you have your apps open at all, but just curious if there was anything you had your eye on.
No, I do have one play underway right now, and it's Quentin Halas as an underdog to Nikolai Basilashvili. I took that pre-tournament and posted it to my Twitter account. So that's the only match that I'm paying attention to right now.
Minus 330 right now.
He was plus 125 pre-match, which is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at this is just purely spitballing for tomorrow. I am interested in Filip Krajinovic as an underdog to Nick Kyrgios. Not to win outright, but I would be looking at his +4.5 games or for this match to go over the 38.5. Krajinovic he's one of those players that has a lot of variety in his game. And Kyrgios, he has that big serve, but he has a hot head and he doesn't know how to keep his cool. And he just coming off a 5-set match to a player that's ranked 280th on tour, who he should have likely won in straight sets, and said he took it to 5. Now you're playing a more formidable opponent in Krajinovic. So I'd be looking at Krajinovic as an underdog, backing in some form or fashion. And then also Maxime Cressy. He has been one of my favorite players to bet this grass season. He is a minus 185 favorite over Jack Sock. But I really like him to continue his run. He's the player that upset Felix Auger-Aliassime in the first round. And it's because there is nobody on tour that serves and volleys like he does as frequently and as successful. So I would like him to win that match. So
Pam Maldonado on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for EDL from the comfort of privacy of your home. Go to getroman.com/backhill now to get $15 off your first one. That's getroman.com/BetQL cross sport championship parlays. That's next on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.